Welcome back to The Takeaway. I'm Lizzie O'Leary in for Tanzina Vega. For our series, Joking from a Distance, we've been speaking with comedians about how their lives are changing as comedy clubs close and more of their work moves into digital spaces. Today, we've got...
I'm Ziwe Fumido, and I am a comedian and writer for Showtime's Desus and Mero.
I spoke with Ziwe from her new makeshift office.
I am in Brooklyn, New York, and I have not seen the sun in days. I'm just reclining in my bed, where I take my meetings, where I do my lunches. It's fantastic. Or horrible, depending on how you look at it.
Like a lot of comedians, Ziwe has been experimenting with workshopping her material on apps like Zoom.
It's been such an interesting experience because you're talking to hundreds of people, maybe thousands of people, and it's literally just me in my bed with no pants on. And so calibrating my comedy for that has been an interesting but rewarding experience. I feel like I can connect to more audience, but I also feel kind of isolated in a different way.
And while that feeling of isolation can make for some awkward moments, Ziwe's been trying to adapt her delivery to make it work.
Really, it's about just kind of talking through the silence and really making sure the jokes are making me laugh. I give myself laugh breaks to laugh at my own joke, and that's been really successful for me. But otherwise, just not ever stopping for a breath. And that has been how I've been making jokes online.
When I talked to Ziwe, she told me that social distancing has also brought out a new side of her comedy. And a quick heads up for anyone listening with kids at home, there is a brief mention of sex later in this conversation.
I think I'm more manic just because I really haven't left my house in, I've left my house twice in 2 weeks. And so as a result of that, you're really starting to see the stir crazy version of myself where I find the little things very, very funny. And I'm just really trying to entertain myself. So yeah, my comedy's changed because it's for the quarantine audience out there. All those quarantine heads who, you know, haven't left their house or showered in several days.
Do you have trouble making laughs in a moment like this? Like, it's so serious and it's scary, especially if you live in New York. Where do you look for that funny moment or for the new material?
Totally. So it's actually a double-edged sword because I process trauma through comedy. And that's the reason why I do professional comedy. That's the reason why I'm a funny person, is because for all my life, that's how I interact with things that make me feel viscerally uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So in that sense, nothing's really changed. But then in another sense, I'm starting to feel in my own personal life, people who have been affected by COVID-19. And that's really terrifying because how do you move on when so many tragedies are happening all around us? You know, as the death rate grows, or the people who are affected and getting sick and have to go to the hospital grow. So, and people who are unemployed by COVID-19 because of whatever the reason, layoffs and furloughs. So I think for me, it's just about like, how do I interact with this like very traumatic, like human moment and bring levity to it? And that's where my comedy comes from personally.
Do you worry about the venues where you've performed in the past? I mean, I know you were a regular at Union Hall, you know, you've been all these places. Do you worry about those small clubs?
Yes.
After whatever the after is, after all of this?
Definitely, because they make their livelihood by having people come together in a community, and that is literally not allowed. So I'm so worried for Union Hall and Bell House. I donated to their GoFundMe to help support the staff, and I encourage anyone who has a comedy club or a venue, music venue that they love and enjoy, to donate to any sort of GoFundMe or fundraising charity just to support these like really precious. I would not be a functioning comedian, working live performer had it not been for my shows at Union Hall and the Bell House. And so I think I just want to give back. And I encourage anyone who's ever enjoyed a show there to do the same.
You live in New York. I live in New York. There is this very kind of indefatigable New York spirit. And so much of that comes from the kind of thing you're talking about at some of these venues where people come together and celebrate being New Yorkers. And it makes me wonder about this moment right now where we literally can't do that.
Yeah.
And whether the online ways you're trying to, you know, spread your work, like, do they feel like an appropriate substitute, or is there still something missing?
there's definitely something missing. The connection that you feel with an audience is absolutely irreplaceable. So online is a fantastic substitute, and I love performing. So that was something, that's a venue that I'll keep pursuing. But ultimately, I need my live shows to feel human, and I need to connect with the people that I make laugh and that make me laugh. Some of my best jokes that I've ever told have been from like me workshopping in a room, talking about all the bad dates I've gone on, and talking, you know, making fun of the name Xander, for example. And it's just that can't come in a virtual space, or I haven't seen it yet, but who knows?
You've mentioned, and you're also a writer for Desus and Marrow on Showtime.
Yes.
How has that shifted during this time? You guys had Dr. Fauci on.
What's
doing that show from home like right now?
Well, it's so surreal because I'm literally looking at like my Zoom monitor and Dr. Fauci's in my living room. What does that? That's so surreal. And it's the way that we're connected because of technology is absolutely wild. And like the team on Desus and Marrow is absolutely brilliant. Desus and Marrow are like two geniuses of comedy ever. So that is really a nice experience because we're watching like these great minds come together to problem solve a very real issue that faces the entertainment industry. But it's all so surreal to communicate in this virtual realm.
This is a weird time because we hear so much about doctors, nurses, healthcare workers on the front lines. And then at the same time, people who make art and entertainment are also trying to do their work. How important is getting that humor and that art out to an audience right now?
I think that humor brings like catharsis. And so I'm able to not like curl up in a ball and just sob all day by making jokes. And I think people who are fans of comedy feel the reciprocal, where they have to listen to jokes in order to not feel so dejected. So while I'm not an essential worker, as someone who works at a grocery store or someone who's a nurse or a doctor who are literally on the front lines of like fighting the COVID-19 virus, I like to believe that my comedy brings levity and joy to people's lives in a way that uplifts them at a really depressing and trying time in American history.
The last time you were on The Takeaway, you talked about how comedy can help build empathy. I wonder if you feel like you've seen it do that now.
I mean, definitely. The way that I'm connecting to so many different people across the world who are just also feeling especially isolated and especially full of despair at a time like this is beyond belief. And I don't think I would be able to connect with people talking about how, for example, I was tweeting about how if I had known the last time I ever had sex with someone would be the last time I had sex with them, I would have sexed harder, right? Which is on its surface like nonsensical, but this is a viral tweet that connects with so many people because they can identify with like wanting to sex harder, whatever that means, right? And so with comedy, it's just about like bringing people together and making sure that we're able to laugh in tragedy, because this is our lives we have to live, and we have to make sure that the point of life is to enjoy it and enjoy that life we have.
Ziwei Fumido is a comedian and writer for Showtime's Desus and Marrow. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks so much for having me, Lizzie. This was fantastic.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.